Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Police are asking for the public's help in locating an 11-year-old boy who went missing Sunday afternoon in Bemidji. Officials say Shane Jacobs was reported as a runaway and last seen on foot around 4:45 p.m. He's described as 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 120 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Jacobs was last seen wearing a black sweatshirt, white t-shirt, black pants, and carrying a black backpack. At least one Republican lawmaker in Minnesota is denouncing President Donald Trump's insults about the state's Somali community. GOP Senator Jim Abler of Anoka wrote Trump a letter asking him not to call Somalis garbage and inviting him to Minnesota to meet some of his Somali friends. Abler writes the Somalis he knows are business people, drivers, hourly workers supporting their families, investors, nurses, students, and clerics. The state budget is still looking at a $3 billion deficit by the end of the decade, and there appears to be plenty of blame to go around. Governor Tim Walz says federal decisions cutting key programs is not helping in balancing the books.
The uncertainty that's being reflected, the chaos that's coming out of Washington, the things that are happening there, we can't control that. But in Minnesota, we can control the ability to do what we do every single year, create good, solid budgets based on factual data. We will continue to try and make government more efficient.
Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth says Washington isn't the problem, but instead it's spending in St. Paul.
Over 4 years, spending is nearly $9.5 billion more than revenue. What that demonstrates to Minnesotans is we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem here in the state.
Both sides agree changes could be coming to the budget when the next legislative session begins in February. The Minnesota Department of Commerce announced more than $5 million in grant awards to protect Minnesota's electric grid. The money will be used to make the power supply stronger against severe weather events and malicious physical attacks and cyber threats. The Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. According to spokesperson Dan Furry, there's a shortage of bell ringers. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy threw for three touchdowns in a 31-0 win over the Commanders yesterday at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I just feel like we were able to stack positive plays and, you know, execute in all three phases. That's something, you know, that's going to win you a lot of football games, and we just got to continue to strive to do that every single week.
McCarthy was 16 for 23 for 163 yards passing. The Vikes forced three Washington turnovers to help them seal the win. Minnesota is 5-9 on the season and will visit the Dallas Cowboys next Sunday night. The University of Minnesota football team will play New Mexico in the Rate Bowl on December 26th in Phoenix. The Golden Gophers went 7-5 overall and 5-4 in Big Ten play. The Lobos were 9-3 and 6-2 in the Mountain West. The game is played at 3:30 p.m. the day after Christmas at the Arizona Diamondbacks ballpark. Minnesota music legend Bob Dylan is bringing his Rough and Rowdy Ways tour back to his home state next March. 84-year-old Dylan is scheduled to play the Mayo Civic Center Arena in Rochester on March 24th. This is MNN.